Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And today, you're in charge again. We're actually going to turn the show over to our listeners. And we would like to have you direct the show with your calls and comments and questions, and we'll be more than glad to stand by and perhaps answer them and perhaps not, but we'll at least have a conversation. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, 800-WCBM-680. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, we can accept your phone call as well. Translated into numbers, that is 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And I've just been traveling all over the place again this week. Upper Eastern Shore yesterday, and Harford and Carroll counties the day before, Frederick County the day before that. Just working, calling on a lot of businesses, and doing what I do. We're actually creating a new magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs. The website's up and running, mdlovescrabs.com. Not much content on there yet, but we are going to be putting out a pretty comprehensive magazine coming up here in the late spring, early summer, and it's going to be focused on crabs. I'm learning a lot about the crabbing industry and crab business in particular as I go along, where the crabs come from this time of year and how folks get them and where they find them and that type of thing. And if you want to talk about crabs, you're certainly welcome to do that. You can talk about crabs. We can talk about fishing. We can talk about the upcoming striped bass season. We can talk about trout season right around the corner. And anybody who's in pursuit of fish today on this Saturday, you're certainly welcome to give us a call. If you're on your way to head out to do some fishing, we'd love to hear from you where you're going, what you're doing, and that type of thing. Still seeing a lot of ducks around, believe it or not. I'm guessing these are ducks that are going to nest here and haven't migrated, aren't going to migrate. Mostly mallards, a lot of mallards, but there are some other ducks that we're seeing, wood ducks and mergansers and that type of thing. Seeing. Boy. Seeing folks out fishing, not as much as I'd like, but I'd like to see more folks out there fishing, take advantage of this beautiful weather and that we've been having, and just get out there and enjoy the great resources that we have. But your turn. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Please give us a call here, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. General Assembly is in session. The legislative process has been compared to making sausage. Nobody wants to see that, but it is what it is. We've got a couple of things going on here. The hunting license fee increase that passed out of the committee with the DNR amendments to lower those prices, to lower the rates of the hunting licenses, and that those numbers are available if you'd like to download the rates that are proposed. You're certainly welcome to go to Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. It's the first item on the right side of the home page. You can click on it there and come up with the fees. The bill will be on the House floor today. The Natural Resource Police Funding Bill, which is SB 318, passed the second reader. And the companion bill to that, which is SB 588, that is the bill that would allow bow hunters in Western Maryland to carry handguns, was killed by the House Judiciary Committee. So anybody has any interest in those bills, that's the up-to-date as of last evening. The MSSA Gillnet ban bill was heard this past week. The MSSA did not fare well in the committee from witnesses there that I've spoken to. Commercial watermen stood and opposed the MSSA proposal. As you can imagine, Gil Netters showed up and said, you know, it's our living, and you guys don't have your facts quite correct. And it was, from what I hear, bloody and embarrassing to the MSSA. However, the Senate committee did approve the bill to move on to the Senate with a following amendment, basically requiring the Department of Natural Resources shall establish a technical advisory group on the use of gill nets, including the effect of gill nets on the population of fish in state waters and the enforcement of the state's fisheries laws. The technical advisory group shall be composed of individuals selected by the Secretary of Natural Resources with experience and expertise in both sport fishing and commercial fishing, and shall include two representatives of the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association and two representatives of the Maryland Watermen's Association, at least one representative of the Natural Resources Police, and employees of the Fisheries Service in the Department of Natural Resources. So we've put more pressure on the Department of Natural Resources to, what does it say, a technical advisory group on the use of gill nets. So now we're going to rehash the same old story that gill nets are legal in the bay, and that this is how many pounds of fish they catch in gill nets, and now we have to play nice together with the watermen and the recreational fishermen. In conducting its work, in the technical advisory group shall develop recommendations for the regulation of the use of gill nets. Don't we have those? In conducting its work, the technical advisory group shall solicit and obtain input, including input from individuals who work in the commercial fishing industry in the state, individuals who engage in sport fishing in the state, and individuals with expertise in marine science. On or before September 1st, 2013, the technical advisory group shall submit its recommendations to the Secretary of Natural Resources. Based on the recommendations of the technical advisory group, the Secretary of Natural Resources shall consider the adoption of regulations regarding the use of gill nets for catching fish in state waters. And it shall remain effective for a period of 1 year at the end of September 20th, 2013, with no further action required by the General Assembly. This act shall be abrogated and of no further force and effect. That's a line that they added just to extend the life of this thing. What do you think? Do we not know enough after a couple of hundred years of using gill nets and establishing the regulations? Do we not know enough about them that we have to get the two groups together and come up with recommendations on gill net regulations? Or is this from the Department of Redundancy Department? Or is this a way for our General Assembly to kick the can down the road? What do you think? I wouldn't mind hearing from the commercial side. I wouldn't mind hearing from the recreational side. Are all gill nets bad? You tell me. 410-922-6680. While I'm waiting for your phone call here, I'm going to try and go to my website, my email, and see if we've got anything over there since last night. And I'm clicking it in there. The name of the website that supports this radio show is ellisoutdoors.com. And you can email me during the course of the show at Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. I know it's a little confusing. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That is my email address, Ellis at E-L-L-I-S, outdoors.com. There we go. All right. Well, moving right along. A lot of comments from a lot of dealers that I've been talking to about the new licensing system. The licensing system is called the Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S. And on that Compass system, you will receive a DNR ID with your number and everything else. Purchasing a hunting and fishing license along with off-road vehicle registration is becoming incredibly easy thanks to a new online licensing registration system called Compass. Now, over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I've done a couple things online that are pretty simple. For example, registered for the bear lottery. I've done that online. I believe I purchased my fishing license last year online. You can purchase your hunting license online, but now it's a new system called Compass. C-O-M-P-A-S-S. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources recently began a pilot program using the new system at a few regional service centers and some license agents. DNR will kick off a full program, which will allow customers to buy a license from home at the end of this month. Len Singel is the Chief Information Officer at DNR. We are excited to have Compass, a modernized and upgraded licensing and consumer service platform. When deployed fully, the system will use the latest technology and green practices. To better serve our customers and sports license agents. We believe the Compass will raise the bar for similar systems developed for our sister agencies throughout the U.S. In other words, there's a contract, and some company has the technology, and we've tapped into it, as have other states, and it's all the same. So here's what green practices means, okay? Green practices means that the Department of Natural Resources is not going to print any more paper or have any more paper printed for your hunting or fishing licenses except through its service departments. And it also means that you're going to be able to print your own license on regular paper through your computer, and that the dealers who have Compass systems in their shops have to purchase the paper and supply the paper to print your license. The paper that the heavy stock paper that has perforated down one third of the side of the paper will be discarded soon, and all those cases and cases and cases and cases of paper around the state at your license issuing agent, once they come on the new Compass system, will be unable to receive your printed license. In other words, the license no longer prints one-third, one-third, one-third on a piece of 8.5 by 11 heavy stock paper, and then you tear off the one-third. No, 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 no. It prints across the perforation on the new system. Therefore, the cases of paper that your license agent had supplied to him is no longer going to work for your license. Just thought you'd like to know. A lot of dealers are not happy about the new system because they have to purchase not only the hardware but the software. That means they've got to buy a computer. The old coin system has been replaced. They have to buy the computer. They have to buy the software. They have to purchase the paper. With no increase in their fees. They still have to purchase a bond for whatever amount of money and, pay their insurance company to purchase a bond, which they've done in the past. They do this simply to be a convenience to you when you drop by the store to purchase a fishing license. They hope that you will buy a sinker or a bobber or a pack of fishing hooks or a box of bait to enhance your fishing opportunity that day. They provide the licenses to you. Something like 86% of the licenses are sold through mom and pop small stores around the state. And now the burden is buy the hardware, buy the software, buy the paper. We're not providing anything but the online compass system to you. So some of them are okay with it. Some of them are not happy about it. We'll see how it all shakes out. In my humble opinion, most of the folks will comply, as they always do. But we'll see. 410-922-6680. Like I said, you're not doing a very good job of controlling the show here. Are they, Brian? You're sitting there with your thumb on the button and, you know, you're waiting for the phone to ring and you want me to take a break and all that stuff. Well, I will. Let's see. Who do I want to tell the people about? Oh, in my travels, you know, I did find, we got Fishbones, who's been a sponsor for many years on the show, back with us this time of year. Fishbones is not only well known for his fishing supplies and his expertise and his fishing up-to-date fishing report, they carry a lot of crabbing supplies too, including their own stainless steel crab steamers. They've got a half bushel, a bushel, and a bushel and a half crab steamers made out of stainless steel. I'll tell you what, it's the last crab steamer you ever have to buy. It comes with a basket made out of heavy gauge stainless, and it is terrific. We want you to check that out if you're into steaming crabs. Stop by Fishbones Bait and Tackle and see all the custom-made lures and all the rods and reels and fish and tackle supplies and that type of thing. They've even got bait as well. And they're at 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. You just take Route 100 all the way to the end, hit Mountain Road, head towards Gibson Island or 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, up-to-date fishing reports, and all the tackle you could need, want, or imagine. 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573. Fishbones.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. And everybody calls it poke salad. And that's poke salad. Hut, two, three, four. Hut, hut, two, three, four. Hut, hut, two, three, four. Hut, two, three, four. Hut,
sing along, everybody.
Anyway, I used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out evenings and pick her a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana,
where the alligators grow so mean. Lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, Silent Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy.
All right, bring it. Poke Salad Annie. Yeah, mother was working on the chain gang. What happened to our callers? Where'd they go? Oh, he's going to call back? Huh? Do what? Oh, Poke Salad Annie. Mother, was it grandma got killed by an alligator and her mother's working on a chain gang? Mm. Yeah, I'd like to spend a couple days with her, huh? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Whew. Okay. Ah, well, there's Matt calling back. That's good. Elvis. Now, Elvis wasn't the original guy on that song, was he? But he did a good job with it, that's for sure. Added a little bit of stuff. Let's talk to Matt in Joppa. Thanks, Matt. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Alan?
What's up, buddy?
Got a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, I'm sure like everybody, I get that catalog. It's tags from Cabela's.
Yeah.
Where the exorbitant fees on some of these big games, where does that revenue go to?
Goes to the outfitter for the most part, and Cabela takes their cut.
I understand Cabela's get their part, but, I mean, even without going through Cabela's, you look at some of the big game outfits, mm-hmm. and it's like the point where you got to mortgage your house to go on some of these.
Some of them are very expensive, yeah, and you know, they keep, I never noticed any of the prices going down, you know?
No.
I've been on a couple hunts, you know, Canada. I mean, a bear hunt in Canada. I'm not opposed to spending with my bear guy, for example, in New Brunswick. My license is $200 or whatever. I got to get there. It's a 17-hour drive, and I've never flown. I've always gone with others and, you know, driven or ridden along. $1,500 for a week in camp, okay? That's three meals a day. That's guide service. So here's how that breaks down. You wake up in the morning. You go to breakfast. You go do whatever you want to do in camp. You can shoot your bow. You can, you know, go shoot your gun if you want. You can go fishing. Noontime, you go to lunch, provided. After lunch, you get your stuff together. You get ready to go out in the woods. In the evening, you hunt bears. So they drive you all the way out to wherever the bear camp is or wherever the bear bait is, whether that's an hour away or 15 minutes away. They put you in a stand. They come back and get you. They take your bear out. If you kill one, take you back to camp. You know, next day, they skin the bear out. And all the whole when you get back to camp, there's hot food waiting for you, you know, on the stove at midnight or 11 o'clock or whatever time you get back. Okay? This is one, two, three cooks, guide. Two, three guides, four guides, and all the meals, skin the bears. You know, they got to do something with the carcass, whether you want it or don't want it. You know, there's a lot of services there. For $1,500, you can't go to Ocean City and stay for a week. Yes? No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And eat. I mean, and eat three meals a day, right?
Right. Well, okay. I'm going to agree with you, Alan.
Some of those guys I don't think I'm ever going to pay $5,000 to kill a white-tail deer or whatever they charge. You know what I mean? And the big game hunts, the mule deer and the elk and the other
sheep.
Oh well, sheep are unbelievable. Yeah, but you know, and I know a sheep guide. Maybe we can get them on the air here. I know a couple of them, and find out why it is so expensive. Look, these guys are, you know, they're putting their lives on the line going sheep hunting. I mean, and they're putting your life on the line too. I'm sure it's expensive for them to do that, and then to, you know, to take care of the horses, to own the horses and the guides and the optics and the time and everything else.
Well,
if you're willing to pay it, they're willing to accept it.
Well, what I'm saying, Alan, is I'm like you, that I'm amazed just in the hunting community, and generally speaking, that how many people think that a lot of these hunts are out of your reach. And I can't tell you, we've done antelope, we've done a winter caribou, and a bunch of bear hunts.
Yeah.
And you can do them for basically almost what you're talking about, right around the $2,000 range.
Yeah. I mean, my antelope hunt was $2,100. Now, you got to get there. You know, you got to fly. You got to rent a car. You got to get there, pay your license. But to me, personally, for that experience, it's very reasonable. I would much rather spend $3,000-$4,000 to have a week-long excursion, out west somewhere than to go down and get sand in my britches down and, you know, on the beach somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I've always been trying to figure out if it's a, I mean, of course, we know there's, you know, limited tags for a lot of these big games. So I was always wondering if it was kind of a supply demand, like, you know, you take your Yukon moose.
Well, let me tell you, you talk about sheep. There was a desert bighorn sheep tag is almost impossible to get. There are some states that will put a desert bighorn sheep up for a fundraiser, for example. The Sheep Foundation that we had the deal here a couple weeks ago at the Hunt Valley Marriott, the eastern chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, the Foundation for North American Wild Sheep, FNAWS. Their desert bighorn sheep hunt went for $87,500. Okay. The governor's tag for a Pennsylvania hunt for a bull elk went for $27,500. Now you and I can jump in that lottery for $10 or whatever it is, $20 every year. What's your chance of getting picked?
I do, Alan. I've been doing Kansas every year because I've been wanting to go to, I mean, they've got an incredible elk herd right now going on.
I know it. Yeah.
So, and it's the same thing what you're talking about. It's
Kansas or Kentucky?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Excuse me, Kentucky. That's
$20.
It's a you know, I mean, I got a better chance of that than I do winning the Maryland State Lottery. So I figure that's my money is well much more.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I just amazed at some of. I mean, when you can go to Africa and kill four game plains animals cheaper than you go to New Mexico and kill an elk.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, man, what is wrong with this picture?
I know it.
And the other thing I wanted to say, you know, I still am, I know you probably don't understand, but I still am a little upset about them raising our hunting fees.
Understand. No, look, I never said I didn't understand, okay?
I'm just pissed off because it never freaking ends with this state. You know what I mean, Alan?
I understand it. But here's what, and I'm not going to, you know, they got to do what they got to do. I'll explain it one more time.
You don't have to, but I'm just saying.
The money that comes from the taxpayers in this state to support the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service, okay, is less than $250,000. This is to run the this is public money. This is taxpayer money that goes to fund this department. Imagine the amount of people in that department for Wildlife and Heritage that look after our fish and game, including that some of the natural resources police funding, $250,000. Okay? Now, for anybody that thinks that that's a lot of money, it ain't in this economy. The money that comes from hunting license fees and from the matching federal funds, the Pittman-Robertson funds, which is the Wildlife Restoration Act, and those funds are both those funds are dedicated lockbox funds. Nobody else touches those funds. Okay? In other words, you know, they can't do it to build a road. They can't take money to build a road. They can't take money to, you know, to do some state project that's not under the Department of Natural Resources. They can't take money out of those hunting license funds. They can't take money out of Pittman-Robertson, or they get slapped with some severe penalties. And the hunting license bill that has been put forth says these funds must be used. You'll never find a law that says must be used. I mean, for example, some of the other funding bills that are out there, you know, they can touch them. They can't touch these. The projects that are done are just like you talked about with the hunting fees for, you know, big game. The fees that are the projects that are done. The waterfowl studies, the bear DNA study, the CWD study, for example, are done to continue to allow us to harvest those surplus animals by hunting. Okay? That is a privilege. In other words, we wouldn't have a bear season if we didn't do a bear study. The bear study justifies the population, justifies the harvest of the surplus animals, and justifies increasing the area where we can harvest bears in Maryland. Okay? The other thing that they've got to do is defend themselves against lawsuits by the anti-hunting community when we propose a new season like a bear season. You know, these people that are extremely well-funded, and I'll mention Humane Society of the United States, that takes in $100 million a year. You know, they are extremely well-funded. We got to defend ourselves. So I understand your point. Nobody likes increased fees. I don't like paying more for gas. I hate paying more for gas.
Well, that's my point, Al.
Okay, I hate paying more for that.
Right now, with everything going on in this state,
yeah,
it's like, where does it freaking end?
It doesn't.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't end. It doesn't end. I mean, but here's the deal. Do you have a vanity plate, Matt, on your car? A vanity plate?
Yeah, Ducks Unlimited.
You do. You have? No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a special plate that says Matt won.
No.
Okay. Go ahead and buy one. It's $300 right now. $300 to renew it. Okay. I don't hear people complaining about that.
Well, I complain about everything, Al, because.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome to complain about everything.
But I'm just saying, I drive a 1-ton pickup truck, so my registration fees are more than if you bought a 3/4-ton.
Well, sure, absolutely.
It just goes. I mean, it's like. You wonder when you get done, you just feel like they just come at you at every angle.
Oh,
the one little piece of serenity that I have in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They're just opening the floodgates and here we come.
Yep, I understand. I do. 100% I understand. However, Matt, your voice was heard. All right? And the voices of a lot of hunters were heard in this state. Now, the numbers that were originally published have been drastically reduced. Okay, they were gonna do a $24.50 to $40. That's still gonna happen for your license. The add on stuff was where it was gonna get expensive. If you wanted to hunt deer with a muzzleloader and a bow, or a muzzleloader or a bow, you needed to buy a deer stamp. That was gonna be $40. Well, now that has been reduced. The $6 muzzleloader stamp and the $6 bow stamp are both going to $10. So you have your option there. To buy one or the other or both or neither. So if you bought both, you're going from 12 to 20. There was going to be a $10 turkey stamp. That's gone. The junior hunting licenses have actually been reduced. Okay? It's a junior consolidated license has been reduced substantially for the kids. The migratory bird stamp, the state stamp, has gone from $9 to $12. So there have been moderate increases, but it was nothing like what was originally proposed.
Well, come on, Alan. You know darn well it's just like this gas tax proposal. They ask for more than they know they're going to get.
Oh, no doubt. You know what I mean? Look, I understand the game. I know the game. Yeah. Ask for the moon and settle for a hunk
exactly.
of cheese. You know,
exactly.
So
you
I'm
know
with
what
you.
Mean?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bitter. You know what
you,
I mean? Hey,
Matt, nothing wrong with being bitter. No problem.
Hey, Al,
get over it. Go fishing or something, okay?
I got to go to work. Have a lovely morning.
You too, the same, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Enjoyed the conversation. Thanks, Matt. Take care. Richard, thanks for holding. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. The thing that gets me, and I don't mind paying extra money, but keep it simple, making all these people buy the extra computers and everything. Why can't they just put a number on your license? You know, I'm a licensed tractor trailer driver, licensed to do anything.
Right.
They could pull me over with a 53-foot trailer full of explosives. I pull my license out because it has an X on it. Oh, okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Right.
But, you know, one letter on my license, and I'm allowed to be in possession of, you know,
sure.
whatever, Fort Knox.
Right.
But hunting's got to be so intricate, and you got to have special computers, special paper. Why can't I just have a number on my license? And pull out my receipt saying I paid this year.
Sounds simple to me. I think that's eventually what they're going for. On the press release, it does show a DNR ID card.
Right.
Okay. And I didn't actually really get into the whole deal, But, you know, there is a DNR ID card that they're showing on here with your number, your name, your street, and all that stuff, and that type of thing. So I'm guessing that's coming.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, my father-in-law lives in Missouri, and his license, he's got concealed carry. It says right on there. They don't have anything special. It's just on your license.
On your hunting license.
Yeah. Oh, no, on your driver's license.
Oh, on your driver's license.
Yeah, it says that he has the right to concealed carry. So
beautiful.
He gets stopped. He tells the policeman, you know, I'm armed. It's in my pocket, left pocket.
Yeah.
Here's my license saying, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
Yep. I heard a story about somebody got stopped in Pennsylvania the other day. Guy says, officer, I just want to tell you, I have a carry permit. There's a loaded handgun under the seat on the passenger side.
Right.
Cop didn't say anything, ignored him. License and registration. So I reached over, got his license out of it, or his registration out of his glove box. He handed it to the cop. He said, I just wanted to tell you, officer, I've got a loaded handgun here in the car. Cop didn't say anything. Finally, after about the third or fourth time, the guy tells him, he goes, you know, he hands his registration license back to him. He says, officer, I told you four times I had a gun in the car. You didn't even respond. He said, if you wouldn't have told me, I'd have been suspicious. He said, you told me, I understood that there was a loaded gun in the car. I watched you very carefully. You made no movement towards that gun. You know, you just normal transaction here. I'm not worried about it. You got a permit to carry your gun? You got a permit to carry your gun. You told me. It's all cool. So, I mean, you know, wouldn't that be ideal to have that kind of situation here in Maryland?
Yep.
So, all right, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, Richard. See ya. We got Tom in Baltimore, then we got to take a break. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, first of all, I think that's wrong because you're not allowed to carry a loaded handgun anywhere in a car.
I'm just telling. Listen, buddy, I'm just telling you the story the way it was told to me.
Yeah, well, as far as my laws that I know, you're not allowed to carry.
Tom, why do you want to argue with me?
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah, you are. You told me I was wrong. I'm just telling you.
Wrong. I'm saying this cop was wrong. I mean, he should have looked at the gun, and if it's loaded, I mean, game wards will stop you in Maryland when you're deer hunting. If you have a loaded firearm in the car,
I understand that, Tom. I understand that, Tom. I understand 100%. That's exactly right. Whole different thing.
Yeah.
Let's move on. What about trout fishing?
Okay. Anyway, I want to talk. I live in West Virginia. I moved to West Virginia in 2007. I retired from military, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
Army Rangers. And I tell you, the Maryland trout stocking program in Maryland, compared to West Virginia, is a joke. And I'll tell you why. Most of your trout streams in Maryland are in state parks. Am I correct to say that?
No. Go ahead.
How many are not? 95%?
Tom, I don't know. I don't know a percentage, but tell me what your problem is.
I don't have a problem. I'm just making a comment. Well, I fished in Maryland for years, and my favorite fishing spot was Deer Creek up in Harford County.
Right.
Opening day of trout season, which, what is Maryland's opening day now? May?
No. End of March. Last Saturday of March.
All right, when you go up there in March, trout fish, there's 700 guys on a trout stream. Parking is limited. If you find a parking area, you're very lucky.
Try Pennsylvania.
Try
Pennsylvania, where I grew up.
Yeah. Well, in West Virginia, I've been trout fishing now. Most of their trout streams are co-op. I mean, they have an agreement with the private property owners.
We have the same deal in Western Maryland where most of the trout fishing is.
I can go to West Virginia. I fished on
Tom, listen. Why don't you just go fishing in West Virginia and leave us alone here in Maryland?
I do. I don't come to Maryland anymore.
Well, then, come to Maryland, you call me just to bitch about Maryland, basically, right?
Oh, yeah, I am, because Maryland's a whirlpool of money. That's all it is.
A whirlpool of money.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does the whirlpool of money have to do with trout fishing?
As far as license fees?
No, you were complaining about trout fishing. What topic are we on now?
We're on the topic of fees in Maryland, taxes in Maryland, gas prices in Maryland. I moved to West Virginia. My insurance rates on my vehicles had dropped
5%. Tom, why did you move to West Virginia?
To get out of Maryland, out of their taxes, their fees.
And where are you now?
Berkeley Springs, West Virginia.
You're calling me from Berkeley Springs?
No, I'm in Maryland right now because...
Why?
I'm visiting my family.
Okay. Good. But you don't participate in any outdoor activities here?
No, none. I used to, but not anymore.
Right. Okay. Have a nice day. You know what? You go trout fishing, you catch a big old citation trout. I want you to register that in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Old Tyler Eade from Bel Air, he caught a nice old largemouth bass, and he's in the challenge. That was this month in March. Dominic Stefano from Easton caught a yellow perch. He's in the fishing challenge. Engzu Zhao from Cockeysville caught a crappie. He's in the fishing challenge. Jeff Rowland and Joey Rowland, both from Silver Spring, caught catch-and-release striped bass. They're in the fishing challenge this month. We got Richard King from Cumberland with a rainbow trout. We got Mark Chasseau from Middle River with a yellow perch. Steve Donahue from Clayton with a largemouth bass. And Gavin Hopkins from Frostburg with a yellow perch. Brooke Kelly from Princess Anne with a white perch. Richard Lumpkin from Middle River with a yellow perch. And Darren Walk from Bowie with a striped bass all this month in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And now they qualify to win the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, or vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you catch a, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in the freshwater, the tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Your local fishing citation center can help you out with that information, or see your Maryland fishing guide, the rule book you get with your licenses. You can also visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov. Click on the fishing page. It'll take you right to the Maryland Fishing Challenge. All the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge are right there. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Now, my question is, are you feeling lucky?
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, wow, I got to tell you about Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Now, you know, they did write a new script, and I put it somewhere. And they wanted me to tell you about the great bedliners from Bay Linex. Well, I have one, and I can tell you, I have enjoyed using my bedliner. I haul stuff all the time. And they also wanted me to tell you that they can match the paint in your vehicle and have it looking really sharp, because they'll take the coat off your, off your paint coat off the motor and match the Linex material to your truck bed. What do you think of that? I think that's great. And I'm still looking for the script. But regardless, they also can come to your job site, your work site, your home, your business, and use the spray-on Linex material to take care of anything that you need protection from. Underground tanks, secondary abatement. They can spray things like styrofoam. And the material, the Linex material, is actually on the walls of the Pentagon for explosion abatement. That's right. This material is something else. You can see that on, just go to YouTube if you want and see Linex, or visit the website, baylinex.com. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, now much more than just bedliners, and if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors, get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card when you get your truck bed taken care of.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Trolling season coming soon.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Checking the line.
Let's talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Mr. Ellis, how you doing?
It's Alan. I'm fine, Carl. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get my fishing stuff from my father and mother to go fishing.
Yeah?
And they left the house before I could get out and get it before I left this morning, so I had to come down to their paper route and bug them to get it.
Wake them up early, huh?
Oh, I woke up early. They just are out doing their daily job.
Yeah, I got you. So, well, good. So you're going fishing today?
Yeah, me and my good friend Jeremy that I graduated from in high school with, we're going to go down the shore and try and catch a couple white perch or some bluegill or something like that.
They should be running pretty good.
Well, we went last weekend and didn't really do too well. We only caught a couple of bluegill to bring home.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they taste?
I don't know. My brother cleaned them. I ain't had them yet.
Oh, man. Well, you got to eat them, man. They're good. I got to tell you.
Yeah, at least I hope he cleaned them. I don't know. If he didn't, I don't have to beat
knots
on his head or something.
No, man, that's something. Well, let's hope you got them all cleaned up and ready to go, put them in the freezer, and you got ready, get ready to eat them this weekend if you want.
Yeah, so. Either that or I'll just take some of the fresh ones I catch this weekend.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, good. So where are you headed down the shore?
Probably just going to hit Wine Mills and Tubbo and some places like that or something.
Uh-huh.
Hope to maybe hit a couple perch there and be set.
Well, that sounds good, like a good day for me, buddy. That sounds like a good plan. So,
yeah.
Well, don't get too wet. It's going to rain a little bit, so just chill out. And, you know, fish are already wet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it more fun.
That's right. Yeah, sure. You could slip and slide up and down the bank and, you know, drop your reel in the mud and all that. So that's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's just a long cleaning day the next day to make sure everything's still functioning, right?
So that's right. Yep. Rinse everything off in fresh water and make sure it's the handle still turns. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Yep, man. I just happened to tune into your show with that guy that's in West Virginia or whatever and in Maryland visiting. Like you said, he needs to stay down there and mind his own business. I don't appreciate that.
See you later.
Yep.
Thanks, Carl. Have a good one, buddy. Yeah, well, it is what it is. What can I tell you? All right. Sean Mann. You know, Sean has been around a long time here in Maryland. Grew up here, lived here all his life, then stayed here in Maryland. He could have gone anywhere in the world if he wanted to, but he loves Easton, and that's where he's from, and that's where he lives now with his family. Very nice family. And Sean had the great fortune to have his dad, Bill Mann, take him hunting when he was just a youngster. And he got fascinated by calling and attracting geese, and he learned how to do it, and he did some guiding and that type of thing, and he developed this goose call back in 1985 called the Eastern Shoreman. It was a long call. He, you know, turned out with a lathe, and he made the reeds and everything else he put in there, and found out that that call would actually imitate a wild goose, make all the sounds that a wild goose could make. He learned how to use it, and he became the World Goose Calling Champion. He went on to win Champion of Champions, and many others have followed in his footsteps. Many of his team members have won world championships with the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. Now, he made another one called a Shorty, which is a short reed, a little shorter call, but those calls have won more world championships, and they're available to you. SeanMann.com is the website, SeanMann.com.
And the office is right in Talbot County, 800-345-4539. But log on to the website. You can see and hear all the varieties of the Sean Mann calls and hear what they're supposed to sound like. And then you can order one there from the website, or you can call the office, 800-345-4539. Sean also has a property in Canada that he hunts every year. Probably pretty booked up, but you can check and see if he has any openings if you want to hunt the abundant waterfowl of Canada with Sean Mann. That number again, 800-345-4539. The website, www.seanmann.com.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, we're back real quick. 410-922-6680. Do we have time to take another call there, Mr. Producer Man? No more calls. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to wait till the next hour after the news. And you can call in now and hold on if you want. You'll be first up when we come back. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard here this morning or anything that you'd like to talk about, you're running the show this morning, folks. Your subjects, your calls. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, if you want to call and gripe, do it in a nice way. But, you know, don't expect me to agree with everything you say. I'm not put together like that. So, as you know, anybody who's listening to this show on a regular basis knows that. So, there we are. What else is coming up, Brian? Pat's coming up. Hey, Pat, how you doing? You're leaving. Thanks, Brian, for Brian Farlow, for a great day here as far as being our producer and putting up with me. And we'll see if the next guy can do just as well. All right, we got to get out of here for a few minutes. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.